trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Crazy Pour is the best upscale sports bar in Villa Park. It's the best place to watch your favorite sports live with 160 TVs. They offer a wide variety of craft beer, including the original Sam Adams Lager and Sam Seasonal for $4.50. Warm weather is around the corner, we swear. Kick back in Crazy Pour's outdoor patios and lounge areas, or enjoy their private party rooms, pool tables, video gaming, and OTB. There's always something to do for everyone at Crazy Pour. Crazy Pour is on North Avenue, west of Route 83.
986.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves playoff tickets go on sale Friday at 11 through Ticketmaster or ChicagoWolves.com. The race is on. Who will be back first, if either? Will it be Derrick Rose or will it be Patrick Kane? Both are attempting to return from their respective injuries and both spoke today. Both said they are feeling pretty good, but neither would commit to a specific date of return. Here's Rose saying he's feeling stronger on a daily basis.
It's there, but just need a little bit more time and doing as much as I can every day.
Of course. It's going to take some more practices. Nothing shy away from his game. It's just having to work through the kinks. That's all I think. But he was real aggressive. Kirk was going at him, and it was a good thing to see.
That was Rose followed by Taj Gibson. And again, we're all left to be guessing if or when either will return. Turning to baseball, and both the Cubs and the Sox continue to trim down their rosters. The Sox today reassigning pitchers Carlos Rodon and Jesse Crane to their minor league camp, and the Cubs option pitchers Brian Schlitter and Zach Roscoe to AAA, as well as outfielder Junior Lake. Now, later this afternoon, both teams in action yet again out in Arizona as the spring games are winding down. The Sox taking on Seattle. Scott Carroll will be on the mound for the Southsiders, and the Cubs take on Milwaukee. Jason Hamill going for the Northsiders. And in pro football, another day and another free agent signing by the Bears today. It's linebacker Sam Acho to a one-year deal. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Chicago area Honda dealers. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Tom Thibodeau discussion with time left on his contract and with the fact that he is a Bulls asset under control, there could be an agreement to trade him rather than finding some way to unwind his deal and simply divorce. He could end up in a happier place and the Bulls could end up with something in exchange, precedent says, an unprotected first. I don't know how it starts. I don't know how it ultimately gets done. I don't know if you even approach him to ask him about the possibility until you've pre-negotiated it.
I don't know if anything is etched in stone yet, but it seems clear to me that this is going to be the end of Tom one way or the other. The relationship, as they say, is shot no matter what happens in the playoffs. That's how sad it's gotten. It doesn't matter. The one thing he has done and proves he's a terrific coach, he has not lost that team.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
You ever tried to configure an iPhone for use in Europe? It's a nightmare.
You're doing that now. Why?
If we get separated, I want to just be able to text, where are you? When are you going to come meet us?
If you do get separated, have a plan of action. If you get separated, kids, this is where we meet. Get yourself back to the hotel.
Get yourself a Liam Neeson.
I think the family's going to arrange to be taken because they would prefer that.
Well, I would too. That'd be my first choice.
Arrange to have me taken.
Could you see, Dan as Liam Neeson?
You could arrange
instead of getting on the phone and telling the guys he's got a certain set of skills, he just starts to lawyer him up. If I get my hands on you, I'm going to call someone to do something to you.
It's a litigation nightmare for you.
If he's taken, nobody's looking for
him. Idiot and Bernstein.
Terry Bores.
Remember she posed nude in Playboy? Everybody got sick.
Dan Bernstein.
I don't got nothing against him, but he's garbage.
That's gotta work.
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bores and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Going out now to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And we welcome a guest with whom we've spoken before.
We have
Dave Zirin, the sports editor of The Nation, and he's on Twitter at Edge of Sports. Hey, Dave.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming back on with us, because you know the radar goes up every time something negative is said about Coach K. We're ready. We're with you, buddy. We're right there.
Well, and I guess I kind of want to get to the bottom of what sparked your interest in his position on this controversial Indiana law, because obviously the devil's advocate is going to say, who cares what a college basketball coach thinks? Why does it matter that he has an opinion?
Right, and in normal times, I defend that position to the hilt. Like, I don't care what Bobby Hurley thinks about Yemen, for example. You know, it's like, if people in sports want to have an opinion, I'm a big believer that they should have the right to do that without fearing for their job. They should be able to use their platform if they want to say something. If they don't, hey, more power to them, more oxygen for the rest of us. But this is a very specific situation right now. I mean, they are traveling to Indianapolis to play this Final Four game hosted by the NCAA at a time when the NCAA itself, which is hardly a profile in courage in this world, is saying that they might be moving future events from the state of Indianapolis. Every single one of the Final Four schools has issued a statement against the law. And so who is the most prominent person at the most prominent school in this Final Four, the person who's held up as an avatar of everything that's great and traditional about college basketball, the anti-John Calipari and all the rest of it, that's Mike Krzyzewski. And so the question is completely appropriate, given all the controversy that's surrounding it. To me, his answer, no matter what it is completely appropriate, because it's his opinion, his business, as long as he has an answer. But to sit up there and say, I'm not talking social issues, we're only talking Duke basketball, and that's all I got to say about that. I mean, it's an incredible weak sauce at what is a very important moment for the intersection of sports and politics.
There are three things, Dave, that rankle me, and one of which is, as you say, his defiant decision to say, I'm not talking about it, as if he's in charge. And that's just the way he carries himself, that is it. End of discussion. Sort of like when he was questioned at the teleconference about the Rashid Suleiman thing, just joking about it. No comment. Thanks for asking. That kind of thing. That level of defiance.
What he does.
And secondly, it's not as if he doesn't already have cover. That I would have no issue if he just lines up behind, say, Jeb Bush, who had and other Republican candidates. He's a longtime Krzyzewski, is a longtime rock-ribbed Republican. And there are plenty of easy talking points there. And you mentioned the stuff from the NCAA if he wants to be on the other side. But thirdly, this is the same guy who loves to cloak himself in the trappings of academia when it suits him. That we always hear them say, well, I think of myself as a professor first and a teacher first and all that. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You can't be that guy.
They don't make $10 million.
Right.
I don't think they do. I'll check.
You can't be that guy when it's easy. And then when it comes time for something difficult, shy away from the responsibility of a teacher and a professor.
Exactly. I mean, I was looking at his personal Facebook page on the inspirational quote page. Yes, like whoever put this page together thinks Mike Krzyzewski is, I guess, Mao. And so it's like a series of his quotes to inspire you throughout the day, Cult of Coach K and all. And one of those quotes was, quote, I don't look at myself as a basketball coach. I look at myself as a leader who happens to coach basketball. Mm-hmm. Look, I believe that words have consequences. And if we don't believe words have consequences, well, then we should just pull the plug on the whole human race thing, because that's what differentiates us from every other creature on this planet. is that we have language and words, and those words have consequences. And if you are going to put out there that you are a leader who happens to coach basketball, then you should be saying something about this controversy, which is absolutely engulfing the Final Four to the point to which one of the anchors of the coverage of the Final Four, Charles Barkley, said it should be moved. I mean, you can't get much more inside basketball than that. And so Coach Krzyzewski being asked is appropriate, and his having an answer is essential, unless, and this speaks to your point, him saying he's a leader who happens to coach basketball is just branding. It's just him putting out a commercial front that allows him to do those insufferable Visa commercials where he talks about his philosophy of life, and then it's like Visa making our world a better place or whatever. It's like, and if it's all about branding, if that's really what it's all about at the end of the day, well, then he's exposed himself. And as I write in the article, he's exposed himself as someone who is just a extremely lesser version from the person who was once his chief rival, and that's the late Dean Smith.
See, what's interesting for me is I don't, you know, since I stopped covering and having to be around him for a couple Final Fours, I've just sort of ignored him. I didn't realize where exactly he stood on that. I learned today from you. I didn't even know he was, I know his Catholic background here. That's what he was raised and all the other stuff. But I didn't know some of this other thing about, I mean, I know he's a great leader, of course. There's no doubt about that. But in terms of his beliefs or his religion, I did not know much of that about him. I didn't, you know, and obviously your question, I think got him there. I think that was like a gotcha because he wouldn't answer, and his sort of beliefs do tend to go to the other side of the argument, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, from everything we know, although we should point out that a lot of Republicans have lined up against the Indiana law, and mm-hmm. the very right-wing Republican of Arkansas, right before we came on the air, decided that he wouldn't sign the law, and that was like a slam dunk. Okay. And he's saying, Asa Hutchinson is saying he's not going to sign it unless there are all kinds of provisions in there to make sure that, you know, store owners or corporations can't discriminate just on the basis of not liking who they see walk into their store. And that's what really people are trying to guard against. Like this idea that you could walk into a store and the owner of it can say, hey, you look kind of gay to me. No, I'm not giving you a cup of coffee. And then to be legally protected.